that's the Sugya goes on, and that's Ayin Hey Amid Beis. Ayin Dal Amid Beis. Halosh Va'oife. The Gemara says, Amar HaPapa Shava Kamli Dan Bishos HaMamonim Tehavim HaMishkan V'nok at Oife. The Gemara, we've looked at this Gemara already through the Rashis. The Gemara says, Shavak Tanadi Don, Bishul Samamonim Dehavi Mimishkan. Vinokan Oife, that presumably was not in Mishkan. Vidibar Maskhaz Alosh Va'oife. Where was the Losh in Mishkan? It was Losh in Mishkan. In other words, if we say, we follow Rav Haigoin and the Rishalmi, so Lisha was in making the Karmanachas. Right? If you hold that, you hold like in Rashi and the Bavli that it's all, it's only Binyan Mishkan, not Avodas Mishkan. So where was Lisha and Binyan Mishkan? Where was Lisha and preparing Samamanu? So Achronim raised this question, and they make three comments. One is that the Rambam in Perek Ches, when he defines Lisha, he says, "And nice in Zera Shum Shemin Zera Pishdan, Uki Yaitse Boy." That a person who puts sesame seed, some say shumshum is not sesame, a zera pishtan, or flaxseed in water, that's also chayiv mishum losh. Because they become enmeshed with each other. In other words, what the Rambam is pointing out is what's bothering us. L'chayra Losh, the Malach of Losh, is mixing two things together to create a paste, to create a dough. But if you mix two things together and you still have a solution, a liquid, so is that Dosh? Is that Losh? How is that Losh? So then that's what the question comes up. So where is there Losh in Mishkan? Because Bishul Samamonim, the Gemara says that by Samamonim they were Mevashlam. Mevashlam means they were cooking something with primarily water. If they were cooking something with primarily a paste, it'd be Oifah. So how can you have Bishul and have Losh? So where was Losh in Mishnah? That's the Kasha. So, one possibility is that the Rambam Shita, that Losh is not limited to a paste. But because they get mixed up and the solution is entirely the solution is a different solution now. The two are entirely dependent. You could not have the yom without the water, and you couldn't have the yom without the zera pishta. The Eglital does not learn that pshat in Rambam. He says nitlan zeba zeh, that it becomes a soggy. In other words, it's not entirely a paste, but you have soggy flaxseed. Like if you take, in fact, the Eglital seems to refer to it, even if you take flax and put it in water, and you'd make it, and it becomes soggy, that would also be called losh. The moment the water has an impact on a solid, and somehow creates a different substance out of the solid, that's already called losh. It need not be, losh need not be, the chiddush of the Rambam. Pasha says that losh is combining two materials to make a third material. Combine a solid and a liquid, to make a solid. The Rambam's chiddush is that if you're combining a solid and a liquid to make a soggier solid, that's also lush. So therefore, if one accepts that approach, so we can assume that when they used to put the gar inim into the water to make some amonim, so at some point it became soggy before they actually boiled it up. A little bit speculative, but that would be a possibility at least. And then many of the Achronim deal with this. The primary ones in the Magen Avos and Eli Tal who discuss this nakuda. But Mordechai Benet and the Sachar Shuk. So then they also point out that there's a machlekes back in Daf Yud Ches, whether it's a machlekes tanom, whether lush in fact has to result in a paste. Maybe lush machlekes, maybe if lush accomplishes what water accomplishes when it's mixed with this specific solid, that's good enough. And Dio would be the example. In other words, when I mix water with the ink base, whatever the ink base is, so I want an ink. I don't want a solid. So when I mix a solid and a liquid and I get something different, which was the goal of mixing them together, so even though the new substance is not a new state per se, that also is called lush. So it's a machlokes tanaim. So that doesn't really help us out. It just minimizes the kasha. It says that according to some tanaim, we understand what it is. According to some tanaim, lush is defined differently. Right, and the third, and this is the Derech HaMelech, this is what Eli Tal and the Magen Avos conclude, is, and it is somewhat speculative, is that the Gemara back on Kaf Aleph, I think. Murray described in the making of Dios. No, Kaf should be in Kaf Gimel and Aleph. So there Rashi describes, he quotes in the Tshuvas HaGaonim. It's in the Kaf Gimel and Aleph. But four or five lines down into the narrow lines, that they used to make Dio by creating a concentrate first. They would take olive oil, they would let it burn so that it would create a smoke on a glass cup, and when the glass cup was full of soot, so then they would scrape it off. It's Chav Gomer Aleph a few lines down from the top. Then they would scrape off the soot and put that into oil and then dry it out, and they would have this pasty concentrate. And then they would mix this concentrate with water. But the making of the concentrate was lush. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Sefer Torah that the dio they used to use for Sefer Torah was made in the same way. It was stored as a concentrate. And then they would mix it with water when they needed it. But the making of the concentrate would be lush. So the Eglei Tal speculates, I think it's in Sif Yudalit and Lush, the Eglei Tal speculates that that's how they made the dio, the Samamonim as well. So again, what do we say? The question is, where was their lush in the Mishkan? In light of the Gemara's comment that Ofer was not part of Mishkan, so we have to say that, again, if we follow the Rav Hai Goin and the Yerushalmi, it's not a problem. But if we follow the other Rishonim, Rashi, It says it was in that Meleches Mishkan is based on Vinyan Mishkan, not Avodas Mishkan. So the question is, we have to go back to some Amonim, and that's what Rashi spells out in Mem Testament base. We saw the Rashi, and Mem Testament base Rashi spells out that Bishul was in some Amonim. So that Lush wasn't some. So where was Lush in some Amonim? So the first two approaches don't really answer the question. They just say that it's not a problem according to one Tana. And it's not a problem according to a Rambam. It's not a problem according to one Tana who says that Lush does not have to create a paste, and not a problem according to a Rambam that says that Lush need not be the creation of a paste via adding solid and liquid. It could be the creation of a paste via making a solid soggy. But if you take the Rav Rishonim, and the way that they learn shot in the other Tana, which we paskin like, so Lush is the creation of a paste. Alright, so at first, the first Ta'ora that we're pointing out is the Machlekes Rishonim, how to define Lush. Does Lush have to be the mixture of two separate substances? Does it have to be the creation of a new solid via does it have to be the water changing a flour-like substance into a paste? Or it could be water reducing a solid into a paste. That's the Machlokes Rishonim. Rav Rishonim say reducing is not, it has to be only the creation of a new substance. So then Hod Rukush L'Duchta, as the Tal points out, that we would speculate that just as the Rambam writes in Sefer Torah and the Rashi writes, he used to do this when it came to certain kinds of oils, so that the creation of the Dioi was first creating a concentrate. That was the Lisha, and then they added water later on. Right, that's just important to her. Now, let's look at the Gemara. It's the Gemara, Omer HaPapa. Shavak Tana Didon Bishul Samimonim Tehavi Bamishkan Minofak Minokat Oife. So the Gemara says Tana Didon Sidur De Pas Noka. So how would it be really explained in this Gemara? We already pointed out, based on the Rashi and the Mishnah Ayin Gilam with Aleph, that this is a makor for Rashi's Shita and for understanding the Bavli, that all the melechas of Shabbos are involved in binyan and not in avoda. Because were they involved in avoda, the Gemara could not be read. Tana didan bishul samimonim dehavi b'mishkan v'nokar oife. If we're talking about avodas and mishkan, so afi is also in mishkan. So how do we learn this line according to Rav Haigoin? Right? Rav Haigoin is based in the Yerushalmi that when it comes to Haitzah, so we learned Haitzah from Masa B'nei Kos. So the Yerushalmi says we learned everything from the way that Levium would carry things. We learned the Marpek, Yad Min, Yad Smol. So everything was learned from the Avodas, not the Binyan HaMishkan. So how does Rav Haigoin learn Pshat? So one possibility is that what? The Bavli Sham Yochalik in this Nakuda. No. How else? Go ahead, Daniel.
Maybe the Rambam just mentioned this Avodas tonight. This kind of just passing that
it's known that people that it's Avodas. So one option is it's HaMachalikas. Call Bavli Sham, whatever. No. Another Mahalach. I don't think we spelled this out when we learned the Eglei Tal. So the Eglei Tal is the following suggestion. I think he may quote it from his son, the Shem Yishmul. I'm not sure. So this the Kash, I think he quotes from the Shem Yishmul. He says the following. He says, remember what we said, B'Shem the Rajba and the Bali Atesan Chumash. chazara. Alright? That how do we learn from Malachas Mishkan? No? When? So one mahalach was Smichas Parshas. Alright? What was the other mahalach? That wasn't just Smichas Parshas.
We're looking for creative malachas.
But again, Smichas Parshas, but the Rashbah and the Balei Tosfos said it sharper. It wasn't just Smichas Parshas. But how did Moshe Rabbeinu learn the Malachas from Mishkan? No, it was a sharper Malach. The Sakh Shiva quoted. No? The Dechiya. Hey, Yosef, the Torah says that it's Mikdashim Shabsoisai Tishmoru. It's Mikdashim Tirov Shabsoisai Tishmoru. So the Gemara darshans that one, the Gemara darshans that Mishkan, Binyan Mishkan is not Deiche Shabbos. Right? So Moshe Rabbeinu understood that if Binyan Mishkan is not Deiche Shabbos, so that means that if I need a halacha to tell me that Binyan Mishkan is not Deiche Shabbos, that means Binyan Mishkan is also in Shabbos. The Mela, the Malachis, I can look into the Mishkan to figure out the Malachis of Shabbos. Right? Sounds familiar? It's not a Chazara Seder. Alright? So that was the Rashbah in a Tshuva, the Daily Tal quotes. And that is, we found it, and the thing, the Daily Tal also points out that you find it in certain Balei Tosfos on Chumash. The, Hadar Zakenu, I think it's called. Was that? No, in the Mikros goes to the Das Ken and Bali Tosfos. You won't find it. There's another safer Bali Tosfos and Shabbos. Huh? I don't know. They recently published in a more colorful edition. It's called Das Ken.
Hadar Zakenu.
Right. So in there, that's what they point out. So says the Sochet Shiver. Says, there were certain things that in the Avodas HaMishkan, there were certain things that were not Deiche Shabbos. There are certain things that were Deiche Shabbos. Every week. What's that? Menachas. Korban Tamid. So if it was Deiche Shabbos, then you couldn't learn from that Malacha that is a Malacha on Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, here is a list of things he can't do on Shabbos. He can't melt the gold on Shabbos. He can't weave the ureas on Shabbos. He can't plant seeds on Shabbos, not for a carbon mincha, not for minchas chavit, not for anything, not for samamonim. So that's how Moshe Rabbeinu learned what was Aser in Shabbos. But if there was a Malacha in Mishkan that was Mutter in Shabbos, so from that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't learn that this was Aser in Shabbos. If you learn like Rashi, so then then it's possible to say that Moshe Rabbeinu figured out what were the most important parts of Mishkan, and that's what became Moser and Shabbos. But if you learn like the Rajbon, the Balei Tosfos, so then it means that Moshe Rabbeinu learned the halachos of Mishkan b'Shabbos. And if this was not, if a certain maaseh was, could not be done because you couldn't build a Mishkan on Shabbos, that's how he knew that was the malacha, that was Moser. right? You couldn't build a Mishkan and Shabbos. The Mela, all the Malachas of Mishkan, Rasa, and Shabbos, fine. However, according to Rav Hai, going based on Rishon, we're looking at the Avodas of Mishkan. So it says the Sachet Shem Rebbe, that if there's an Avodas on Mishkan, which can't be done in Shabbos, right? This halach is, if a person would want to plant seeds, and he says, I'm only planting these seeds from wheat to be able to bring a korban mincha, and minchas tamid, which is mutter and Shabbos. Let's say, out of mind, the doser. The person wants to do koitzer, because he wants to bring this is only for a korban mincha. It's oser. If a person wants to bake for the korban mincha, mutter. So afi is not deicha Shabbos. So Chazaravah says that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says should not have spoken about afiya. The Gemara should have said that vishul samimonim. That should have been the example. For this malacha. Hold on a second. That's the Gemara's kasha. And the Sachet Rebbe backs this idea up with the Gemara that we'll learn soon. Hashoichatoi, the bottom of Ein Heyud Aleph. Sheichit Nishamai Machayiv. Where is there shtit in Mishkan? Where is there shtit in Binyan Mishkan? So Sachet Rebbe says, no, according to Rav Hai Goin, what do you mean there was shtit all the time? If you're looking like Rashi in Binyan Mishkan, so there was no shtit in Binyan Mishkan. Right? The shtit was only in, they had to kill a tochash. There's no din of shtit by tochash. The last line, Rashi, I am an aleph. They could beat the chadachash. They have to kill it. They have to do shechita. They could, however they want to kill it. So the Sachet Rebbe says, but according to Rabbi Goin, there was shechita all the time. He says, no, there wasn't a shechita. There was a shechita every Shabbos that was not the Eche Shabbos. That they did shechita, there was the Eche Shabbos. There was the Eche Shabbos. The Shechita's Tomid. Of course, that you couldn't do a Shechita of a Korban and Dov and Shabbat. But Tomid you could do. So then Mela, that's what the Gemara is saying. Where is there a Shechita? Where is a Shechita in Mishkan? Because Shechita is something which is Docha Shabbos. So Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't have learned that Malacha from this particular Limud. So that's what he suggests. Nope, we're going to say Moshe. No, why? Why Lush? No. Oh, because they could do Lisha of Lechem upon him. So saying, according to the Gemara could have asked, the Gemara should have said what? Gemara could have the same kasha. Yeah, so Lechara I would bring a raya for this. Why? Because it's a little bit strange with the Dibra Masal of here is Lush of Ofer. I don't think that the Gemara has a deeper mouth for every single malach of it. I'm not sure. I don't know. It was bothering me. Why it's a lush va'ifa? Should just be va'ifa. It could be that Rabbi Goin learned that this guy should apply to lush also. And Tana the Siddurit of Pasnagat applies to Lush also. Yeah. Yeah, that shouldn't... Yeah, I don't see why not. Okay. Tanadi don bishul samimonim the habe b'mishkan v'nokan oife the habe b'mishkan. The lashon of Rashi bothers me. I have to work on this. Gemara says, "Tana di don sidur de pas nakat." So again, we had two pshat. And what's pshat and sidur de pas nakat? What is the point of saying, "All right, sidur de pas"? Why is that a teretz? So one suggestion is that there was an if a Torah shalpeh, it's easier to remember. All right. What's another mahalach? Tana sidur de pas nakat. Why should we change the...
It's
chashivas. Oh, all right. So what does that mean, chashivas?
It's the bread is turned
on. Right? In other words, that we said that what defines an of is hach to have a mishkan chashiva. Right? So he's pointed out that in the afsani vav, there's a machlekes, hagir souls. What does it mean, hach to have a mishkan chashiva? Right? So, you understand the question. The Gemara's kasha is, why are we introducing Afiyah instead of Bishul? We're supposed to be recording the malachis that were crucial malachis in Binyan Mishkan. So Gemara says the Tana wants to do bread baking. No, so what's the teretz? What kind of teretz is that? The Tana wants to... According to Rashi, it's a Peladika Teretz. According to Rav Haigoin, it's an easier Teretz. According to Rav Haigoin, so the Tanit shows bread baking over making certain kinds of dyes. If anything, bread baking makes more sense because, if anything, according to Rav Haigoin, let's finish up. This is the line that brings the Bavli in line with the Yerushalmi. Was it on this line? Until now, the Bavli's open. Avoider Binyan. According to Rai going, this is the line that says, no, Tana Siddur de Pas Nakat, the Tana is not working with Binyan, it's working with Avodah Samishkan. Right? So according to Rai going, this is an extremely important line. According to Rashi, though, what does it mean, Tana Siddur de Pas Nakat? You're right. We should have done Bishul. But the Tana liked to do bread baking. So, what kind of terrorists is that? Why is that a reason? So one possibility is no. In Torah Shebal Peh, one of the major determining factors is how are people going to remember it. So you tell a person it's the way of making a diyoy. The first 11 malachis is diyoy making. So who's going to know what that means? Who's going to know that one of the ways of making diyoy is making lush, is making a concentrate? Who's going to know that? Maybe a sofer's kid will know that. Right? Who's going to know that you have to sift through the samamonim before you make the paste? So the Gemara says if you have people to remember it, that's one mahalach, one possibility. But then we suggested that there's another possibility, and that based on what line of the Gemara. Was that? Right, and based on what line that we learned? Right, Shekin Oni Oichel Pita B'Loi K'tisha. So he asked the same kasha. So what if an Oni is B'Loi K'tisha? What does that have to do with Binyan, with determining the what's going on in Mishkan? So we explained, based on the Rashi in Ayin Dalet Amin Aleph, that apparently Chashivos, that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he figured out the Avos Melachos, so he figured out that which was most chashuv. So in Ansani Vavam base, there are two gersois. Hach Tavei b'Mishkan Chashiva, Hach Tavei b'Mishkan v'Chashiva. True that it's a little bit sharper in the beginning of Vavam Kama. So, and the truth is that Tosus at the beginning of Bava Kamma rejects this, what we're going to say now. It would only be according to Rashi. Yeah, but you look at the beginning here, but it doesn't work. Look at the bottom Tosin, Bava Kamma Beis Med Aleph. It only works according to, Tosin does not accept it.
There's two sheets in the Tosos on Saturday, right? One of them work like the way I explained.
Not exactly. No. Because according to Tosfos, Hach the loy havi mishkan or the havi mishkan loy chashi whatever is the Tolda, and we're saying that according to Rashi, the Hach the havi mishkan, even if it's not chashiv, it's still going to be another rov. Vishul will still be another rov. So it doesn't fit precisely into, but it still is a way of reading the Gemara. So again, the point that we made is that you see from the Gemara and Ayin Dalam and Aleph that the issue of Chashivos could be determined from outside of Mishkan, from whether people need it or not. Chashivos is not necessarily in Mishkan. In Mishkan, how do we know how to index what's more or less Chashiv to the Ribbono Shel Olam? But we can say what's more or less chashiv outside of Mishkan. If an Ani eats bread, whole wheat bread without Kedisha, so you don't need Kedisha. It's not a Malacha Chashuvah, it's for rich people. So that's what the Gemara is saying over here. Where did the Gemara establish this Yesod? That it has to be a Malacha Chashuvah. So it's Tana Sidur de Pas Nokat. The Tana's not interested in dyes. Who has to say you don't have dyed clothes? But bread? So that's what makes the chashav or not. If I need this malacha to bake bread, that's chashav. So the Tana is incorporating this yesoid by saying, oifen not mevasha. Now I'll show you a great deal. I don't think we said it in Shuya. I don't think so. Hatzot Tzvi? No. Gvalmi. Ayin Gemur Aleph. Back in the Mishnah. The last and narrow line. Hatzot Tzvi. What's Hatzot Tzvi? It doesn't say Ashechet Pora. Hamafshit Tzvi. And in fact, Hatzot Tzvi is a terror. How do you understand? They didn't use a Tzvi in Mishnah. Look at the Rashi. Hatzot Tzvi. V'kol Melechus Erin Heges Betchoshim La Mishkan Mei Reseya. They never had a Tzvi. They didn't use the hide of a tzvi in Mishkan. They used one hide, one leather. Tachash. So if the Mishnah wouldn't say anything, it would say Atzad. Alright? They have to deal with the Midrashim that said the Tachash came by itself. It wasn't Nitzah. Tzarechiyah. Alright? If the Mishnah would be quiet, it wouldn't bother us. Atzad is a Tachash. Hamash is a Tachash. But why saying Atzad tzvi? That's doesn't make any sense at all. Not according to Vaigrin and not according to Rashi. Go out of its way to choose an animal which clearly was not used in Mishkan. Ella, according to Rashi, we understand very well. Because what the Tana wants to say is if you're only going to focus on Takash, the one animal that never lived, that didn't live past the Amidbar, so that could be a Malacha Chashuvah. It's Chashivos, it's because of Tzvi. The chashivos is what happens outside of Mishkan. So outside of Mishkan, making a hide, making leather, is a melacha chashuva. The whole Mishnah is arranged around the chashivos of the melachos lagavi people. Bread, making leather, making cloth, and the certain activities of bona. But that's what the Tana is pointing out. This just what the Tana says, Tana Sidur the Pas Noka, to teach us that the chashivos of the melachos chashivos for outside of Mishkan, so Atzot Tzvi is to show us that these melachos will be determined choshev and not based on outside of Mishkan.
What would Haigon say about that? Because
the words for Tzibur Pas, because we have melachos, but what's your Haigon going to say about that? But Atzot Tzvi. I don't know. Why is the Mishnah going to say Atzot Tzvi? Right? So the Mishnah, so unless some of the birds that were used for korbanos had to be trapped. No, so Rav Haigoin could accept this idea of Chashiva. Could be. I don't know. I mean, that's going to be Kasha going to everybody but Rashi, who says Chashiva is Choshev in Mishkan. Why did the Mishkan say that Tzot Tzvi? Again, it could be because the Tachash does not need some.
Also, maybe Rav Haigoin is going to have an issue with a lot of these lachas of working with the skin anyway.
We may have to say the suffrage of it does not say this. We have to say that Rav Haigoin accepts either avod or binyan.
It's open to both.
Maybe.
Rav Haigoin say that. I thought he says just myself.
Rav Haigoin in the tshuva. I think says avod.
Which one?
Right, I think says avod, but I don't know if he says it exclusively.
And if we would say it, then which one would be the ikur? Why would he sometimes use a lawyer, sometimes use binyan? And even if he does, it doesn't give us an answer for Tzvi.
Right, the answer for the Lashon Matzot Tzvi, that is a kasha coin to everyone except for Rashi, about Chashivas. Right? Like the Rabbeinu Tam, that it was Davke in Mishkan. Right? Rabbeinu Tam says that Ofer was baking the Tchelas. So why does he have Tzot Tzvi? It's very possible they have to say Siddur the Pasnaka. In other words, let's say according to the Bali Tosfos, but not according to Rav Haigoin. The Tzdiya was done for the Tochash. Hamashtid, everything was Tochash. But if you tell a person that it was Tochash Malachas, who knows what they are? If you tell a person it's Tzvi Malachas, people know what they are. So the same as you'll say Siddur the Pasnaka may be a mnemonic device, so then you'll say for Tzot Tzvi as well. Again, just to clarify what we're saying, the teretz of Tana Sidur the Pas Nakat, according to Rav Haigoin, that is a crucial line that says that we will primarily, if not exclusively, look at melachos that were done in Avodas and Mishkan. Alright? According to the Rashi and those who say that Tony Oichel Shekein Oni Oichel Pita Balikthisha, that means that Aniyim don't do Kthisha, so we understand that Tona Sidur Pas Nakat means Chashivas. Fine. However, according to those who say that Sidur that Tana Ochel Shekein Oni Ochel Pita B'Ktisha means that they did not do Ktisha in Mishkan, and according to those who say that Hach Tav Mishkan Chashiv means Choshev in Mishkan, so what's Tana Disur the Pas Nakat? What does the Gemara mean? So Lachor, you're going to have to say it's a mnemonic device, the stylistic issue, right? So now, for your kasha at Tzot Tzvi, so according to our understanding of Rashi, it fits beautifully. According to the Rebbeinu Tam and the other Rishonim, I'm not sure what we're going to say. The mnemonic device would also work. Right? That Tana Sidur de Pas Naga means that Tana wants to choose something that's easy for us to remember. Alright? Let's just start the next few lines so you'll see what we have to work on for tomorrow. Omer Rav Acha bar Avira. Omer Rav Acha bar Rav Avira. Hai man de shoda sikhsa la'asuna chayav mishum mevasha. Person who puts a peg, a clay peg, to harden in an oven is chayav mishum mevasha. Umar says pshita. That he has in mind that he wants to strengthen and to harden a clay peg, a keli. So we should know it gets soft first, and then it gets hard. So, know what you have to understand on this line. No? Go ahead, Nanil. Before you do Kavanim, before you do that.
Why did that?
No?
Why did that?
Why did that?
Say it again. In terms of defining Bishul. What was that? So the Gemara apparently is Mechadesh. I knew that Bishul requires, or Afiyah requires softening first. Right? That's what the Gemara says. Where does that come from? When you bake bread, Afiyah and Mishkan, going to Rai going. Was there, did it get softer first? I don't know. I don't think so. But that's number one. Oh, was that? In Bishul does. In Bishul, yeah. In Bishul. So then you have to say that, but even if you'll tell me, Bishul Oif is still an Av Malach also. So the Gemara is apparently giving us this Yisod apparently. That in order to be Chayiv, it has to get soft first. So then the Gemara says, Haiman, Omer Rabba Bar Avuna, Haiman de Irtach Kufra, Chayiv Mishum Mevasha. Shita, Maudetema came in the Hoder Vekusha.